Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life with take two of day 23 of my 30 days with topic today, challenges. So how poetic is it that when I set up my show for today at the beginning of the week, I only blocked out 15 minutes instead of the full hour and then did not even notice until the blog talk cue comes on saying, I only have 90 seconds left. I'm like, what? So, perfect example about what we're talking about today in our topic of challenges and how you move through them. I was laughing really so much in the last 15 minutes. And the other thing is, as I was coming back on live, it said, go live now. I went live now. I played my intro music. And then I realized I had to call back into my own show because I have to call into the show so you can hear me. And I realized that I hadn't called into the show. So there were 3 minutes of silence while the intro music played, and I wasn't even on the line. And so how is this like your life? Better question, how would you deal with this if it happened in your life today? I just have to laugh about it. I think spirit works divinely in magical ways. And I think this was one of those divine interventions to show you guys how I deal with challenges in my life. And don't get me wrong, I am not perfect by any means, and I can get just as frazzled and worked up as the next person. The key is to recognize how you are reacting to those challenges in your life. Because it's often how we move through and act when we are in a challenging place in our life that really defines us and defines what our future looks like. So, because remember, everything that we put out comes back to us. Whether you subscribe to the law of attraction or not, that's just the law, the universal laws. So how are you handling challenges these days in your life? If you would like to call in and chat with me, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. And I'm going to tell you now how to find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio. I can see that I do have 34 minutes left in the stream, so I have time, but just in case, when I'm off the air, you can find me at www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine.com. And my social media links are there, as well as to sign up for my newsletter, which I'm going to have a new newsletter coming out in the next several days. Hopefully, I'm working on it now. And also, you can see what events are coming up for me under my special events page. And I do have a couple events coming up locally. February 20th, I will be at the Elks Lodge in Newport, Rhode Island. And that event, I believe, runs from 11 to 7 p.m. And then on the following Saturday, on February 27th, I will be at 10th Gate Yoga Studio in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. They are doing a holistic fair, and I will be there as well. And then March 25th, I will be at the 10th Gate Yoga again in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. It will be an evening with Cynthia Fontaine, and it will be messages from spirit, and whether it's messages from your loved ones or messages for directly that things that apply to your life right now. And I'm looking for a catchy name for my event. So if you're a good wordsmith and you can come up with some catchy names, send them to me. And I'll give you a 15-minute reading if I choose your name. So like Maureen Hancock, her show is called Postcards from Heaven. Colette Baron-Reed's show is Messages from Spirit. So they have all these catchy names. And so I need a catchy name for my show and what I do. And so this is not so much the radio show, although I would be open to changing the name of the radio show as well. Although I think the name of the show is pretty appropriate because this is all about you transforming your life, and so it's me bringing messages to you and helping you live the life of your dreams, living the life that you've always wanted to live. So I do like the name of the show, but it's not fitting for when I do public events, so to say. So I really, really want a catchy name. And I'm trying to see what Matt Frazier calls his show. I can't remember, but he has a really creative and catchy name as well. But I don't see it here. Anyway, so if you're creative and you come up, I'm trying to look for Matt Frazier's show name. I can't find it. Okay, so if you come up with a catchy name and I choose your name, I will do a reading for you. So come up with your names and send them in. The best place to send them to me is through Facebook, and that is Facebook, you know, you go to Facebook, obviously. And then my public page is the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. So you can private message me there and send me the name, send me the names that medium with a message is what Matt Frazier calls his show. So anyway, that's enough about that, but I'm happy and will be delighted for your ideas and suggestions. And I look forward to seeing what you guys have to share and what your recommendations will be. I've talked to my marketing daughter. She that's her career. She's marketing and PR. And we haven't been able to come up with one yet. So if you can come up with one, I would be ever so grateful. And I'll give you a plug and a reading. So there you go. Love you. So, okay. So when we, in the first part of the show, which was take one, this is take two, saying that I had pulled some cards today for the rest of the week. And that it was the Five of Swords, or the Chariot card, and the King of Swords. And so I don't want to really get too much into it because I spent about 10 minutes on the cards in the first part. So go back and listen to that. It's only 15 minutes before I got cut off. But basically, you know, the Swords is all about the mind. And the sword has two edges. It's a double-edged sword. So how is your mind thinking? Are you thinking clearly? Like, you know, so the Five of Swords is that you've been to battle, you've won the battle, but you have to think about, was the victory worth it? And particularly with the King of Swords picked, it was the Five of Swords first, then the Chariot, then the King of Swords. So the King of Swords on the end is saying that be sure that your actions are justified, be sure that, you know, it's sensible in a way, do it with some knowledge, and really think things through before you go to the battle. Be honest. Be a good listener. And maybe it's calling you to be disciplined. And the Chariot's about making choices. So what choices are you making now in your life? And so go back again and listen to the 15-minute take one of the show. It doesn't say take one. It just says day 23 of the 30-day challenge. But you'll find it. So go back and listen to that. And then I was in the middle of talking about Colette Baron Reed's Oracle Wisdom, the Oracle cards that I had pulled also. And it was TikTok, There's No Place Like Home, and Enchanting Gifts. So TikTok is about knowing that there really is no time, and that things come in spirit time, not in our time. So time is a man-made thing. It's not a linear thing. We think in linear terms being on this physical earth, but it is not a linear thing. So remember, it's your time, it's God's time, sorry, not your time. And then There's No Place Like Home is about authenticity. And coming home to yourself, feeling at home, arriving at the place where you fit in and being comfortable in your own skin. I have so many people now coming to see me privately who are not feeling comfortable in their skin or comfortable in their environment any longer. And this is what Reese calls the midlife calling. People call it the midlife crisis. Reese calls it, Thomas calls it the midlife calling. I like the midlife calling so much better because what it really is, when you start to feel uncomfortable, it's because your life is calling you to something better. Calling you to something better. It's calling you to make the choice now to be more authentic, to live in your truth, and be dignified and have integrity. So that's the No Place From Home No Place Like Home card, and it ties into the Tarot cards that I picked as well. And then we have Enchanting Gifts. How are you bringing your gifts to the world? Are you bringing your gifts of the world to the world? The Enchanting Gifts is about the law of giving and receiving. It can be currency, trade-offs, weighing the cost, and determining the value. So again, this ties right in with the tarot cards I picked, because you've got the victory card, you've won the battle, the Five of Swords, he's standing there, he's got the other swords, the other men are looking away defeated, but you have to determine what the value is and weigh the cost. So it's really interesting how these cards are all basically telling the same story. You can be entering a productive and enriching time right now in manners of opportunities that are being offered to you. You have everything you need to seize them. Yet, in order to honor them, you must put in the time and exchange your experience and skills. So in other words, it's not going to come for free. You're going to have the rubber meet the road. You're going to have to do the work to get where you want to be. Just be mindful of the value that you are bringing to others and bringing to yourself in your life. So challenges. It's really poetic how the show starts about challenges, and I get challenged in the 15 minutes into the show, where apparently I only scheduled a 15-minute show rather than my usual hour show. And so I tried to go back in and adjust it so I could stay live on the air, and I wasn't able to do that. And so then I had to go back in and remake the show, which takes time, you know, because you have to put in all the hashtags, you have to upload the pictures for the slideshow, you've got to put in the time, the date, the blah, 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 the descriptions, and so there's a bunch of stuff you have to do. So I thought, normally in the past, I would have gotten really flustered, and I would have really gotten self-critical, and I would have had this internal dialogue going in my head, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. You are such a stupid idiot. How could you not notice that you only scheduled 15 minutes? What are your listeners going to think? How is this going to look for you? Blah, 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 et cetera, on and on and on again. And that used to be my inner dialogue. That was my go-to place. So how I move through the challenge, how I would have moved through this challenge when that inner dialogue is active, and sometimes that dialogue for me does get active because it's tricky to keep the monkey mind or the ego mind at bay. And sometimes I fall prey to that, and I have to remind myself, hey, what are you doing here? Let's get out of this place and go to a more positive place in your mind. And you can talk to yourself like that. It works for me. So try it out. It might work for you too. Whatever little methods or techniques you can come up with are perfect just for you if they work. Okay, so don't let anybody ever say, oh, that can't possibly work. If it's working for you, it's working. So how we move through challenges is what makes the difference in the quality of our lives. And oftentimes, if we move through those challenges with the negative self-talk and dialogue, that is going to hold us back to showing up in our lives. When you show up, when you are your authentic self, when you are in integrity, when you can say, oh, how funny is that? I only scheduled the show for 15 minutes. My listeners are going to think that's hilarious. And then go about what you have to do and to get back on the air. Can you feel the difference, feel the energetic difference and how heavy it is if I were to go to that old pattern, that old mindset, that old critical thinker going, oh my God, you are such an idiot, right? But we put ourselves down like that all the time. It is might be people's most single difficult struggle. That inner critic that challenges us at every turn. It challenges our thoughts. We cannot come from a place of inspiration when we are in a place of, what's the word that I want? Neglect is not it. Self-punishment, I guess, is the good word for it. Punishment, when we are in a place of self-punishment. It's, you know, it's really interesting because as human beings, we tend to be addicted to suffering. And you may say, so if you have ever had this thought, because I know I have had this thought in my mind come up before. And the thought is, so if your life is going pretty well, something happens, you're happy, and all of a sudden the thought creeps into your mind and it says, it's too good to be true. Have you had that thought? I know I have had that thought. So what happens is, for some reason, many people in this human culture feel that it's not okay to feel good. It's not okay to roll with the punches when the challenges show up in your life. People like misery, a lot of people. And many times it's because you grew up in a family that was miserable. I love Charlie Tremendous Jones. If you've never heard Charlie Tremendous Jones, you need to find some of his audios. I don't know if he's on YouTube or not. He may be. But you've got to find Charlie Tremendous Jones and how he talks about being miserable. It's brilliant. It's really, really brilliant. So you may have grown up in a household that where people were miserable. And so you became miserable because you had to fit into your family. Right? Or once you decided that you couldn't be miserable anymore, now all of a sudden you don't fit into the family. And the family says, what the heck is wrong with you? Why are you so positive? And I've heard this myself from one of my sisters. My sisters, both of them actually, one particular, the youngest sister. You know, it's funny because my middle sister Cheryl says, I don't understand why Stephanie has against you. You never did anything to her. Okay. So this is a great example of how we make up things in our minds, right? I don't remember doing anything to her. Obviously, she thought I did something. Nobody else in the family can figure it out. And we just go, well, I don't know, right? So how do you perceive things? And that will be a whole nother show. So I'm going to write that down. Perception. And taking things personally. Because that is a really, really big thing. We often take things way too personally. And most often, it's not about us at all. It's about the other person. It really is. Even the big stuff. It's often about the other person. So going back to sabotaging and suffering, and so how do you sabotage yourself? Do you know what it feels like to feel good? Suffering is just a habit, and it's a habit that you can change. The critical mind is a habit you can change. How you deal with challenges in your thought and action is a habit, and it can change. That's the beautiful thing about this earth existence and being in this human body and in this human form, is in every single moment, you have the power the opportunity and the choice to change in every single moment. Really take that in and think about that. You have the power, the opportunity, and the choice to change. The choice to change your thinking, the choice to change whether you choose to stay in suffering or not. I know the most beautiful people who, right now, one of my dear friends and classmates is at the end stages of cancer. And she has been the most beautiful, I'm getting emotional here, because she has been the most beautiful, loving example for every single one of us. And she's been the biggest gift that we may ever have in our entire lives. The way she has handled her challenge, and this is a real challenge. We're talking about, and you know, you've probably had loved ones who have gone through it, and maybe you've gone through it yourself. Treatments and doctors and making choices, surgery, not surgery, and all of that. And even when the hospice came in and she just wanted them to help her be comfortable and they just wanted to, you know, hospice is a wonderful thing. Hospice, it comes in when you're dying. And she turned to her hospice nurse one day and said, "I'm not dying, I'm living. Don't treat me like I'm dying." And that is the most beautiful example. And she has set the most beautiful example. Because even in all the pain and all the challenges that she's going through, she was able to say, "I'm not dying, I'm living." Even knowing that her physical body was dying, her soul is so alive. And that is the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself or give to humanity and other people, knowing that your soul is alive, no matter what's happening in your physical body. Now, I have other friends who have a totally different outlook. Everything is doom and gloom. They never have enough money. They're always tired. Nobody calls them. Well, why do you think nobody calls them? Because you can only be around that energy for so long unless you're in that energy yourself. If you're listening to this show, chances are you are not in that energy. But you could be, it's possible, depending on where you are in your journey. So if you're beginning your journey and you're trying to get out of mindset and that, "Oh, woe is me" attitude, then I honor you and I welcome you and I send many blessings to you for being here. And if you're beyond that in your journey and you are able to sort of go through your days mostly and you're fairly happy or maybe you're very happy, I congratulate you for coming into your life, for living. Because we all want the same things in our life. Basically, we want our basic needs met. We want food on the table, clothes on our bodies, a roof over our head. Mostly, above all, we want to be loved. We want to be loved. The big question is, how much are you loving yourself? Because if you're not loving yourself, how can other people really, truly love you fully? They can't. They really can't. So think about that. And that is going to be another show, loving yourself. Perception and taking things personally and loving yourself. Because they are a whole topic in themselves. But so being miserable, how are you facing your challenges being miserable? Oh, I can't believe it. Why did this happen to me? When is this ever going to end? Have you found yourself saying that? I have in the past. I have in the past. At some point, and I don't know when the shift happened, but at some point, some shift happened for me. And I'm blessed and I'm so thankful that I made the choice to make a difference for me and to show up in my life. And really, originally, I think, yeah, I guess I did make the choice for myself in a sense, because I started searching at a young age for something different and better. And what really sort of set me on this path to looking for something, the truth in this existence, was when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, my parents had gotten divorced. And I loved church growing up as a kid. I adored the saints, and I adored learning about Jesus and Mary, and I just loved it. And I think, you know, I really have my grandmother to thank for that, because my mother wasn't overly spiritual or religious, and we didn't talk about religion in the house. And the only time you did was when you did something that you got in trouble for, and you'd have to kneel for 3 hours in front of the picture on the wall of the Sacred Heart and pray for 3 hours. I think I was the only one in the family that ever had to do that. See, because my mother and I were like oil and water. But as it turns out, talking to my siblings as we're older, my mother was like oil and water with all of us. I didn't even know. I always thought my two younger sisters were her babies, you know, and that she favored them. And she did in a lot of ways, but they were like oil and water. My mom was pretty tough. She was a depressed creature and rarely had anything good to say. So it was a challenging upbringing when she didn't talk a lot. And in her, after she got divorced especially, she got really bitter. She was bitter her whole life. And so that's the energy that we had in the household. And she was pretty kind of rotten to my dad, although my dad was no angel either. So I didn't blame my dad for, you know, getting divorced and finding somebody who treated him better. But anyway, so at that time, we're in church one Sunday, and we go up to receive the host, because I was brought up in the Catholic religion, and she's not getting up, and I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? Come on, it's time to go get the host. And she just sits there, and I'm like, Mom, come on. And then she says, I can't. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't? She says, I can't go. I'm divorced now. I have a mortal sin on me. I can't receive the host anymore. And that set up red flags for me, like no tomorrow. Because, you see, I loved my religion. And when I said I loved my religion, I loved it from the perspective and the point that I was in it. I didn't understand or realize all this stuff that goes on in the religion, that people make it and bring it and you know, make it all complex and convoluted. I didn't understand all that stuff. I just understood that I loved the saints and I loved the angels. And I loved the feeling of being in church. That's all I understood. So that set me on a quest to find out what is true, what is real, because I could not believe that if you believe in Jesus Christ, that Jesus would say, oh, you can't receive communion because you got divorced because your husband was an alcoholic. And, you know, and I don't want to go into those details or whatever, but I do come from an alcoholic family. And so it set me out on this quest to find what the truth is. And it sent me into many different directions and looking at many religions and many areas of thought. And what I've come to is our mind and the human mind creates all the drama and the challenges in this existence. If we come down to just very, very basic principles, And the principles of the Four Agreements are beautiful principles that could be a religion in itself. Don't take things personally. Don't judge. I'm drawing a blank. Oh my goodness. See, there's the concussion kicking in. I had a serious concussion about 11 or 12 years ago, and now I'm having the effects from it. So I am going to be going for treatment for that soon. So look at the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz. Anyway, look at the Four Agreements. And if you just follow the Four Agreements, that's enough. The key is you've got to tame that crazy thinking mind. Because it's the crazy thinking mind that gets us into all sorts of trouble. So again, we only have 5 minutes left. I can't believe it. 45 minutes gone in a snap. So how I dealt with the challenge of the only scheduling 15 minutes of the radio show was I laughed. When in the past, I probably would have made the choice, beat myself up. That inner critic would have come out and say, how could you have been so stupid? But I've learned enough and I've done enough and I've studied with enough wonderful people that I now can recognize when it's happening and go, oh, there you are, you pesky little critter. You crazy thinking mind that gets me into trouble every time. What is your crazy thinking mind getting you into trouble about? How do you deal with the challenges? Because, again, in every single moment, really breathe this in every single moment, you have the power to change, power to choose something different. It's all up to you. Nobody else can do it but you, because remember, you're the only one in your body and in your mind. And you're the only soul that's inhabiting your body, right? You're it. So what are you going to bring to it? What are you going to bring out into the world? How do you deal with the challenges? I really encourage you to think about this on a deep level. And if you're someone who has that critical thinking mind, you know, ask yourself, how important is it? Tomorrow, how important will it be? A month from now, how important will it be? If you're coming to the fight, how important is the fight? How important is it? And the fight may be the fight in your mind. It may be the fight in your mind. Maybe you're fighting for your life, and it's really important that you come to the fight. Come to the fight with the mindset of my dear friend, Ari, that her fight is about living life in every moment that she has to live. So bring your life into the fight. Fight for who you are truly in your heart. Bring yourself to yourself. Show up for you. Make the choice every day. How am I dealing with this challenge today? What is my attitude around this challenge? When you can change your thought, change your attitude, and change how you move through the challenges and the big things with your life changes. We are out of time again. I can't believe it. I'm feeling challenged that I only have 7 days now left of the 30-day challenge. Being on the air every day is challenging. It takes up a lot of time writing the shows, doing the scheduling, and so forth. So I am looking forward to getting a break after the 30 days is over, but I will stay on weekly with you guys. So go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, like me on social media, send me messages on Facebook of what you'd like to hear shows about in the future. I love you all so very much. My website is CynthiaFontaine.com. My Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I will see you guys tomorrow. and let me know how you're dealing with the challenges in your life. I'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salt of the sea. One day you will be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, box up a lip slice. Grab a backpack of lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.